Okay, we are starting a board meeting. It is 8:33 a.m., December 12th. Present, we have Colleen and Dave, Robert Booth, Shauna Kundick, Dave Hilliard, Nils Lofgren, Becca Masters, Justin Scott, Ashley Bloxham is excused for this board meeting. And we have two items on the agenda. There are no public comments, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, no public comments. And so we will move. There was a meeting minutes that were sent out. People have a chance to review those meeting minutes, and if so, and if approved, I would take a motion to approve said meeting minutes.
I move we approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
Second it. All in favor?
Yes. Yes.
Aye. Okay. Next topic, we'll turn it over to Colleen to talk about the calendar amendments.
Thank you. So, given our most recent amazing event of building our new building, we're looking forward to moving in there with the goal of August for the new school year to be in there. With that said, we have felt and talked to our leadership team, and they have talked about concerns regarding the moving in process. And as we know, it's going to be quite the undertaking and most likely will happen in some phases. The first phase in, we're looking towards May, and the second phase, probably in the summer, where we would have some of the bigger items being moved in the summer. The request that the leadership team has made is really on behalf of our teachers in order to provide them the opportunity and to prepare and move into the new building. And so the recommendation that we are making today to our board, which will then go to the Utah Charter, which will then move on to the Utah State Office of Education. And so the recommendation that we are making for approval today would be that we would end school this year on May 22nd, and which would then provide us 4, maybe 3.5 days to do some moving, an initial phase or push of moving. And then we are proposing for August a few day late start, where we would start most likely, we're looking at most likely August 20th to start that day with a back to school night on the 19th. Initially, I was looking at August 21st, but it's a Friday. And I think the question for myself came up as to, well, if we're going to start on a Friday, why don't we just start the next week? But I don't want to wait that late. And so I'm kind of shifting my initial proposal to August 20th starting then. That would give us 3 days for the teachers to be able to get their room set up, get the curriculum and all of that going. And that was the request of, like I said, my leadership team.
So students would come on the 25th?
Yeah, on
the 20th. The students would start on the 20th.
Got it. So it's the 3 days
normal,
of 17th.
The day that we had approved initially was for students to start on Tuesday the 18th.
Got it.
So they would start 2 days later. I feel like it's reasonable, and hopefully will not put too much of a burden on our parent community. If we started on the 20th, we would look at providing, in addition, that week before some other some more time for our teachers to be able to prepare their classrooms. So that is my request or proposal. Are there any questions?
I have one question.
Yeah.
You talked to the people at the state. Did you talk to the charter and the state or just the state?
Who
did
we both talk to? Actually, yes, both. Dave and I met with Marie Stevenson, who is the executive director of the Utah Charter, and she was very insightful and helpful. She felt that we had a reasonable case and that she felt like there would not necessarily be any issues in getting that approved by the board, the charter board, I should say. And we asked whether there had been times when it had not been approved, and she said that they try to support the local LEAs in what they're trying to accomplish and do.
And so no one at the, because it has to go to the charter board and then the state. Mm-hmm. So
we spoke with Ashley Bill at the Utah State Office of Education, and she said kind of the same thing. She sounded very promising in that most of the requests that come across her table are those that are wanting to go to an all-year four-day school. Ours is a one-time request. So what they want to look at, the paperwork that they'll want to look at would be parent surveys. They're going to want to look at our scores. You know, is this going to impact our students academically if we do this? And they want to look at, you know, just kind of overall what that impact will be. And we feel like, I mean, in May, we're really not doing any academics towards the end of the school year. And then in August, because it's the very beginning of the school year, it's, you know, we're just not into the academic piece quite yet. So we felt like there would be the least amount of impact. If we decided to end school a week earlier in May, we would just shift all of our activities a week earlier is what we would do.
When they want to look at surveys, is it like just our regular stakeholder survey, or they want surveys about this change?
Yeah, they didn't really say specifically.
I would assume
stakeholder survey would be too late, because we need sort of the data.
Yeah.
Right, but so when they're talking a survey, do we survey the parents about
if this is okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're interested in sort of the patrons' view to make sure, because that'll be one of the questions. How did the parents feel about this?
Yeah,
are they supportive of it? So there'll be some three or four question thing that we'll send out to answer those questions.
And with the background is why this is why we need to do this.
Right. So in sum, it basically buys us 3.5 days, right? Get out Friday. The following Monday is Memorial Day. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and a half day Friday is what the teachers would be here to pack.
And then the change for the following year, it's just 2 short days that we would be losing.
Right.
I think it makes a lot of sense.
Approval then goes to the board. They consider it, and it's not official until the board.
So we would approve it subject to
state approval.
The state authorities approving it.
They need to know we've approved it.
Yeah, so they want to know what our board feels. And then Marie said that she said basically, you know, she would support most likely what we as a board approve.
So if we approve, then it goes to the charter school board in January, and then the state not until March. So we won't know for sure until then.
Right. So what I'll be doing is sending out a notification to the parents regarding what we are going to be proposing. I'll send that out on Monday just so that the families start to know, you know, it's not approved yet, but this is the direction we're moving in. And, you know, they might start to have questions around that. You know, what does that look like? And so I think we should be ready for that as well. And as far as sending out a survey to them, I think that I would need some help to know what that would look like. You know, because my question is, sending out a survey, what's the purpose of that? And making sure that we're sending out the message around what we're trying to accomplish for it. And then, and then I think from there.
I think one of the concerns that may come up on a survey, so we need to make sure we're addressing it on the survey, is just those parents who, now what do they do with their kids for those extra days? So maybe even wording something like, does this change present extra hardship on your family that you won't be able to figure out? I mean, hopefully with as much notice, they would be able to. But I would think that would be the reason why people would be concerned. You know, kind of like with COVID, when we pivoted to, online only, it affected a few families. A lot of them were able to take care of it. But
but generally, I think, you know, from a board perspective, we can take a vote to see if we're supportive. So
hopefully we're giving them enough notification that they can plan for any.
And where in the timeline are we sending out the survey? After our vote goes to the charter school board?
No, I think it's got to be before the charter school, because they both want to see it.
We are going to vote today, and sometime before January.
Yeah, probably next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
sending out a survey.
Are there guidelines on what type of survey questions?
I know.
Guidelines and or
that's where I'm
going to
need some help.
That's where
we can I think I need some help with that.
Craft together, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, I
mean,
and probably work with the state, too, and see what data they're looking
for. Means.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to know, are there specific questions that we need to be asking?
Right.
Yeah.
I will look into that. I think Ashley at the state, she's been great. She's helped me a lot. I know she'll be able to craft those. So,
if there are no more questions, I would take a motion to approve the potential modified calendar.
I'll motion to approve the modified calendar ending this school year a week early. And starting next school year, a couple days late, pending approval from the charter board and the state.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
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 Yes. Wonderful.
Thank you.
I don't think we have any more items on the agenda, so I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So motioned.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
We stand adjourned.
It is 8:45.
Thank you.